USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's at the G20 summit in Argentina, which is getting underway today, and it's going to include on his schedule the signing of a new U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade agreement. He'll join the leaders of the two other nations to sign that document. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down, as earlier planned, with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia.
And make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
A U.S. deputy marshal was fatally shot by a suspect yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. A change yesterday in the course came a day after the VA told congressional staffers they would not retroactively pay vets whose checks were less than they were owed because of problems with the department's computer system. The head of NASA says the head of SpaceX, Elon Musk, better forget about smoking pot and drinking whiskey on podcasts if he wants to keep flying astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine saying yesterday that Musk's decision to puff a blunt and toss down some drinks during a podcast in September was, quote, not helpful and did not inspire confidence in his company. And thanks to the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints' 10-game winning streak is over with a Cowboys win last night 13-10. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The official start of winter is weeks away, but there's another big dose of wintry weather coming to the northern plains and upper Midwest today. It'll be dropping some heavy snow on South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Population centers like Denver and Chicago will miss it, but the Twin Cities could get a lot of snow. General Motors making news at the L.A. Auto Show, but not for the greatest reasons, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The L.A. Auto Show kicks off on Friday, and much of the buzz is regarding General Motors' announcement that they're closing 7 plants and eliminating more than 14,000 jobs. Mike Caudill is at the L.A. Auto Show. He was on Fox News and says things seem rather somber in the GM booth.
Yeah, guys, well, I'll tell you right now, it's kind of a little somber here in the General Motors booth across my way over the shoulder. Cadillac, of course, they're going to be dropping 2 product lines. On Monday, they announced that they're going to be doing away with 6 product lines within the General Motors brand, right? So 6 passenger cars. We've talked about the trend in the industry being the fact that everyone's moving to sport utilities and trucks, and that's an indication of where the market is going, and Cadillac and General Motors as a whole are trying to right the direction that they're going with those vehicles.
And Starbucks will stop... And Starbucks says it will start blocking pornography on its store's Wi-Fi systems starting in 2019. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.